Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Chip Towers joins us live from the SEC meetings down there. How you doing, Chip?
Hey, doing fantastic. How are you guys today?
Good, man. What, Chip, just right off the bat, John Fricke and I have been talking about it all show. Why is there any pushback between the 8 and 9 game schedule not moving to 9?
You know, it's interesting. I just got through a few minutes ago talking to Sam Pittman, the Arkansas coach, and he said that he, you know, came into these meetings thinking 9 games, and, you know, as he was standing there today, the head coach is wrapping up their portion of the meeting. He was thinking maybe 8, and the general attitude, really, I think, is they say a lot of, you know, different things, but it really comes down to self-preservation. It comes down to, you know, a 9th game, meaning there's, 8 more losses hanging out there for, you know, half of the 16 teams, and you know, certainly for the guys in the middle to the bottom of the conference, you know, to them that might be the difference between I don't think it's really as much the bowl. You hear them talk a lot about the bowl game, but, I mean, you know, you lose money when you go to the Independence Bowl or whatever, so I don't think it's a money-making opportunity. I think it's just self-preservation and being able to keep your job. And so guys like Mark Stoops have been kind of outspoken about keeping it at 8. And but listen, you know, the bottom line, you know, I've been covering this league for a long time. Greg Sankey wants 9, and, you know, he's the guy. He's certainly a mover and shaker in college athletics these days. And my general, opinion on it, personal opinion, is that, you know, the commissioner get what he wants. That was the case with Mike Slive. That was the case with Roy Kramer. And that's how the league has been able to continue to grow for a long period of time. So they only need an 8-6 vote. And, so it's not like a vast majority or anything like that. You just got to get over half. And Texas and Oklahoma are actually in the room. They're at the meetings here. They're not able to vote because they're not officially members until next year. But, you know, I just, based on where I'm sitting, I would think Texas and Oklahoma would be proponents of a 9th game as well. But we could come out of this thing without a vote, guys. It could get stalemated and tabled and pushed out till later.
Chip Towers of the AJC covering the spring meetings at Destin with John Fricke and Mike Bell on 92 on the game. Chip, what is it with Eli Drinkwitz and Nick Saban that they feel compelled to go out there and sound like a really cranky old man and complain about the NIL?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I tell you what, the NIL is a big old giant reality, and these guys are all having to take a big bite of it right now. And, you know, and that extends into the transfer portal. And, Nick Saban really doesn't have much to complain about, in my opinion. You know, him and Kirby Smart and maybe one or two other programs, they really, you know, I think the transfer portal is nothing but, you know, a little free agent pool that they can dip into every once in a while. Talking earlier to Shane Beamer, and he was talking about he lost 4 players this year, and tampering is kind of another thing that's coming up. And And he said he lost four players, and three of them he had met with just days before. And they said everything looked fine. And the next thing you know, they were gone. So teams like South, and he alluded to that, well, at Georgia, they don't get a lot of guys, but the guys they get, they tend to come in and be starters right away.
Right.
So it affects a lot of teams differently. And, listen, Nick's just an old guy, period. Drinkwich is hilarious. I thought he was fantastic. In general, he's a very smart man, a history teacher by trade, as he shared with us. And he said every time he comes to one of these meetings, he's amazed that the 13 colonies could ever come together to fight the British because they can't agree on anything down here.
Right. He also, as Chip Towers joins us, guys, live from the Destin Beach Palooza shindig with the SEC coaches here on the WakeFord.com hotline. He also made the comments that, I guess, with a son-in-law or some relatives, a pediatrician, and these guys are making more money on the NIL deals. Some would say pot kettle because you're Eli Drinkwitz and you're making $6 million a year in Missouri.
Yep.
And it's going up next year, Chip.
Yeah, and that's where I come – that's where I get back, circling back around to – the nine games or not. A lot of those teams are, the majority of the teams, well, half of the teams, are at least going to get L's out of this scenario. But one of those teams is going to be Vanderbilt. One of those teams is going to be Missouri. One of those teams is going to be Mississippi State. The teams that kind of perennially are down there in football, they're also going to be taking home an equal share of, a new deal with ESPN, if I'm remembering right, is going to be, at least a take home of $50 to $55 million. And there's some complaint about that the new deal right now, such as it is, doesn't allow for 16 teams. It's based on 14 teams because it was brokered in 2020.
Okay.
But Sankey made it clear is that he's not really worried about that. He says make the right decision and the money will follow eventually. There's also that side of it too. You're talking about Drinkwitz's salary. His school goes home with it. This week, I think, we'll go home with $46, $47 million.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Missouri. I mean, they're going to have plenty of cash. They're in the SEC. It's the ACC teams you worry about, right? Chip Towers is joining us.
That's
hey,
right.
Chip, I'm curious on the Georgia front here. I mean, uncharted territory. You're going for three straight national titles. That's, something that just doesn't happen much at all. And so way back in the day, Tom Osborne, I'm interviewing Tom Osborne, and I asked him the question. This is when Nebraska was Alabama or Georgia in the 90s. And I said, what is the toughest part of your job? And he said, the toughest part of my job is convincing the people of the state of Nebraska that 11-1 is not a losing season. have we reached that with Georgia where the hardest part of Kirby's job is to not convince Georgia fans that, that, hey, maybe every 40 games you're going to lose one?
Yeah, we haven't experienced much in the last couple of years. It was everybody thought the sky was falling the year before last when they lost to Alabama in the SEC championship game, and then they took care of business in the playoffs. So, everything that you can see heading into this next season tells you that they're going to be relevant, if not favored, in that scenario again this year. And be clear, it is historic. And one of the things about being down here in these meetings is hearing others talk about Georgia. I mean, I don't really want to get into the, barstool argument about, has Georgia, supplanted Alabama as the, class of the league in football. But it kind of looks that way and feels that way based on, kind of the temperature of, you got beat writers from all over the country that are down here, including Texas and Oklahoma. And, there's a certain aura and respect that they're giving to Georgia right now, and it's been earned.
Right.
We'll see if they can keep it up. I tell you what's not going to hold them back is that schedule. Because you had to yank Oklahoma off the front end of that schedule, replace them with UT Martin,
right.
It's not the most intimidating slate you've ever seen. So, there's not a whole lot to trip Georgia up to get back to Atlanta at the very least.
Right, and it's just about, what's going down. We're going to talk with our buddy from Dog Nation a little bit later. Coming up, man, we're going to get Connor Riley on the program and ask him about the quarterback battles. But, yeah, Chip, it's hard to look at anything other than maybe the trip to Knoxville that the Dog fans would be maybe, overly worried about.
Yeah, who knows what, Auburn will hold under Hugh Freeze. There's kind of a lot of turmoil over there right now, you know, and a new coaching change, but that's always a dangerous trip. But yeah, I mean, it's the, you know, Tennessee is, Josh Heupel was just up there a few minutes ago. There were so many people packed around him. I couldn't even get into the scrum to hear what he was saying. And he's not a very, you know, verbal guy, I guess you would say, or whatever, but, you know, they're definitely the team that's going to be wanting to, you know, some payback for that game last year, because that was a big old bite of humble pie when they came to Athens last fall.
And then South Carolina got them too. Doubled down after they had, obviously, injury of the QB.
That was miserable, wasn't it? That was crazy.
Well, I like Shane Beamer. I like that one. I bet that one. Hey, by the way, Chip, just to review, the have-nots are worried about another loss, so they lose bowl eligibility, and the haves are pretty much cool with the 9 games. And as you mentioned, I was talking earlier about the TV contract. The ESPN deal starts in 24, so the earliest they would ever do it, I mean, if it's going to happen, would be 24 to go to 9 games. That's basically where we stand, but nothing's going to be voted on the beach.
It's not looking good right now. Now, we have 24 hours. I just got through talking to Josh Brooks. I tried to get a word in with Jerry Moorhead. You know, everybody's pretty tight-lipped right now. But, just think about this. If you're sitting in a casino, I'm thinking I may slide my money over there on Sankey because this is something he wants. And the last several years, that guy's gotten what he's wanted. So it's not over till it's over. But it's definitely much more of a controversy than I expected to see it be coming in.
Well, it'll be interesting, Chip. He should just go out and buy a whole bunch of Monopoly over to the Wally World, and then get like $5 million of Monopoly money, take it over to somebody that's sitting on the fence and drop it on there. He says it's $5 million is Monopoly money, but it's real if you go to 9 games. That's $5 million more for you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Hey, there goes the helicopter. That might be Kirby leaving.
I was going to say, it's either going to be a hydrofoil or it's going to be a turboprop. And by the way, where are you having dinner tonight?
Man, it is absolutely amazing. I've been trying to catch him, you know, between these meetings and, you know, before they leave. And the head coaches are breaking up. And I had no problem getting Shane Beamer and Sam Pittman, but I'll be darned if I've seen hiding or hair of Kirby Smart. He gets out back doors and off the roof and – I don't know how he gets out of here.
So it's basically Kirby has left the building. And final question, where have you had dinner? What have you been doing? What you been eating?
Oh, wow. I went to a place, like, I'm not even sure I can pronounce it. It's called Bijo, B-I-J-I-O-U-X.
Yeah, Bijo.
And I
you
hope they'll
it.
Consider this a permission. This is one of those places my wife found, you know. So, you go walking in, you're real excited about food, and then you immediately spot the white tablecloths and crystal glasses. You're like, oh, whoa.
And the food is about the size of your thumb.
Were you wearing your dress flip-flops?
Really, it's stacked real high, you know, on your plate. You know, beautiful presentation. What is it? That was good, though.
I love it, man. Chip, he's a country boy. Hey, man, I always look for a new seafood shack or something down at Bijou. Sounds a little, that might be the Amex hitman looking for you. Hey, thanks, Chip, for coming on, brother. Always appreciate you.
All right, see you.
All right, thank you, Chip. Do appreciate it. Chip Towers of the AJC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!